This is 787 Daily, your Puerto Rico briefing for Wednesday, August 19th. Grab your coffee, maybe top off a water bottle too, because today's episode has a little bit of everything, and yes, we're talking about water in a minute. Let's start with Caraíso, because that reservoir has been on quite the slide. It's down 6 centimeters, now sitting at 37.63 meters, in what they call the ajustes band. That's 0.63 meters above the control line, and at the current pace, we're looking at roughly 10.5 days of cushion. Now here's the thing, that number didn't hold. Caraíso dropped again, 7 more centimeters, landing at 37.69 meters, 0.69 meters above that control line, and the runway shrunk to about 9.9 days at the current pace. Two drops, back to back. This is one to keep watching, folks, so consider this your gentle nudge to be mindful with water this week. Now, let's shift gears, and I want to be straight with you here, because this next part matters. Health officials have confirmed a more severe variant of monkeypox has been detected in Puerto Rico, and that's not the only health news today. The health secretary is also reporting a case of malaria, the first one the island has seen since 1962. This is serious. This is real. And it's the kind of news where I just want to say, please pay attention to guidance from health officials in the days ahead. We'll keep bringing you what we know as we know it. Okay, let's talk politics for a second. And this one's got a little intrigue to it. Hiram Torres Montalvo. That's the secretary over at DACO, the folks who look out for consumers, is not ruling out a run for mayor of Cataño. He hasn't said yes, he hasn't said no, but he's leaving that door wide open. Cataño, keep an eye on your mailbox. And finally, over in the world of finances and light staying on, the mediation team has suspended the financial advisor in the middle of the stalled PREPA debt talks. The latest proposal to bondholders didn't land, negotiations hit a wall, and now there's a pause while things get sorted out. It's complicated, it's important, and it's very much unfinished business. We'll stay on it. That's your 787 Daily for this Wednesday. Steady water levels, steady health vigilance, and a little bit of political suspense in Cataño. You can read every one of these stories in full detail over at 787daily.com. And before you go, your Puerto Rico fun fact for today. Puerto Ricans have been United States citizens since 1917.